this point. Philadelphia will give a game effort. I'm going with the pass rock Fisher.
As I see our phone lines are lighting up, you can hold this cat on until the RF extravaganza. We'll see what I mean there. Definitely keep you posted on that. Thanks for calling, Bill. We appreciate that. Bill in San Diego, man. Wow. You know, I would like to swallow her and take the boats. Rock Fisher.
Give me Tim Tebow and the Broncos.
DG.
Tim Tebow has to throw a touchdown pass to win this game, and it will not happen against San Diego.
Ray Fisher.
Tebow's got the big man upstairs on his side. I'm going with Tebow.
That tilts the scales in one's favor considerably, if you've got it like that, man. If he's participating in NFL games, I'm going with whoever he's helping.
Yeah, he's got the big man upstairs on his
side. Hey, I'm going with whoever he's helping, if that's the case. Let me change my pick to Denver, as a matter of fact. Pittsburgh and KC. Sunday night extravaganza, man. KC up, down, all over the place. They were the winners of the Kyle Orton sweepstakes. Put that claim in and got him. Don't know that he will be playing. That's my understanding. Tyler Palko will get the start for KC. Pittsburgh needs this one too much, man. I know Pittsburgh is not what they used to be, but yet still you look at things, man, they still got that gaudy record, still rolling right along. Got to go with the Steelers, Rock Fisher.
I like the Steelers as well.
DG. The steel curtain is back. Royce Fisher, come on, man.
The only thing good about Kansas City is the barbecue, but I'm going with Pittsburgh.
Going to Kansas City.
It'll be a hell of a show, Nate.
Kansas City.
I'm telling you guys,
here
you better stay around for the damn RF Sports Show. It's going to be a hell of a show. I can
tell. They got a lot of fat chicks and immigrants, and I'm going to get me one. The Monday night game, man, it's a good one, bro. It is a good one. The Giants take on the Saints. And the Giants, man, reeling off of that Sunday loss to the Philadelphia Eagles, man. Eli has been playing good, but he had the critical turnover when Babin stripped it from him, and the Eagles were able to win that football game, man. They go as Eli goes, man, and I know there's a lot of talent on that football team. Running, receiving, their defensive line is good as always, man. They lead the free world in sacks with that front four, but they go as Eli goes. We all know the Saints and how they get down. I think the Giants are going to rebound and they're going to win this football game. Give me the Giants, Rock Fisher.
Giants need to lose for the Cowboys to do what they got to do, so I go for the Giants to lose whoever they play.
DG.
Drew Brees, 375 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick, and a victory over the Giants.
Royce Fisher.
Who's that? Book it. I'm going with the Saints.
And there you have it, the punk-ass picks. If you want to take our advice and go out and get down a wager or two, that's fine, man. Just don't put the mortgage on it, all right? That's all I'm saying here, man. This has been the breakdown. And, you know, it's been a jam-packed show. Sorry we got off a little bit late, man, but I think that we jam-packed 2 hours into about an hour and a half for you. I'm sorry, about an hour and 35 minutes as we have bled over into the RF Sports Extravaganza. Rock Fisher, what's coming up on the show?
Well, JC, today is a wonderful day. I woke up this morning. It was kind of cloudy. And then I get a tweet about 3 a.m. I've been up since 4 a.m. Let me just say that. Because the NBA is back.
They're playing bad.
So we're going to talk about the NBA, what's coming up with them. And then, of course, we get into some BCS Bowl talk, man. If you guys haven't talked about that already.
That is the extravaganza. My two buddies, my two pals, Rock and Royce. They are coming up, man, on the Deep End Media Network. Thanks to everyone for listening to the breakdown. Be sure to stay tuned for RF and the rest of your Deep End Saturdays. We will see you next week.
Radio.
Do you know what that is? That's the sound of your classmate forwarding a picture from your profile to everyone he knows. A college student downloading all your pictures to his hard drive. A teacher wondering what you were thinking. Some guys posting graphic comments about your body and what they do with it. Your neighbor printing out your latest pictures for his collection. A man spending some alone time with your picture while no one else is around. And worst of all, your dad seeing a photo of you talking. All because of the time you posted those pictures on your profile. Anything you post online, anyone can see. Family, friends, and even not-so-friendly people. So think before you post. For more information, visit www.cybertipline.com. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council.
Can you hear me? Are you listening to me right now? If you can, then it worked. Advertise with Deep End Media and get your message to the masses. Email us at deependmedia@yahoo.com.
This is Deep End Radio. Give you. Cutting edge talk.
Do you realize how many hundreds of thousands of people would have to be complicit to pull off a conspiracy of that nature?
Edinburgh has to make... They have to do something different, right. And they have to do something that they've never done before.
You
have to take that chance.
Onside kick it. Come on,
something.
And just in the time that even Dirk Nowitzki was here, so much has happened with this team from 2006 and losing to the Heat in four straight games to one and done the year after that and all the stuff that's happening in the playoffs, but they got it done this time.
And cutting edge music.
Let's go. I'm feeling like I'm running and I'm feeling like I gotta get away.
In the day, it's the only station
that gives you the best of both worlds.
This is Deep End Radio.
DeepEndMedia.net.
This entire piece of music is played with only two instruments, a right hand and a left hand. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life with hands-only CPR. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. Hands-only CPR is recommended by the American Heart Association, and it's incredibly easy and effective. Find out more about this latest method of CPR at handsonlycpr.org. The power to help save a life is in your hands. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Good times, good music, good food. Hartwood 609 is the place to be for your dining and entertainment experience. Hartwood 609 Jazz Club and Restaurant, Dallas's finest upscale total entertainment venue. Check out their 541 appetizing lunch special, Kobe Happy Hour with complimentary buffet, all-you-can-eat Sunday brunch and Saturday matinee, or an exciting night on the town with live entertainment. Hartwood 609 was designed just for you. Go for Wednesday night swing out and line dance classes with celebrity instructor Miss Barbara. Take in one of the evening shows featuring some of the best entertainment around. Also, plan your own event. Hartwood 609 has the venue and the menu. The Hartwood 609 experience is classy and stylish. Just what you want for your friends and family. Open weekdays for lunch 11 to 3. Happy hour with complimentary buffet from 4 to 7 and dinner from 6 to midnight. Don't worry about parking. There's complimentary valet parking weeknights after 6 and all day Saturday and Sunday. Hartwood 609.
Have you ever listened to talk radio and thought, hey, I could do that? Well, here's your chance. Deep End Media can give you the airtime to host your own radio show, and the best part is you can choose the subject matter. Sports, politics, pop culture, music, or choose your own topic and create your own genre. Call 214-636-0558 or email deependmedia@yahoo.com. Deep End Media, cutting edge entertainment.
This is the story of a boy lizard whose name was Larry Smarter.
Larry, why weren't you in Professor Dicky Doodle's Mythical Creature Classification class?
Larry wanted to go to college, so he visited knowhowtogo.org to find which classes he really needed.
You missed the lesson plan on telling dragons from dragonflies.
Right. I want to go to college, so I'm taking out of the two biology and a foreign language.
Foreign language? You mean so you can talk to unicorns?
Well, not exactly. Unless they're French.
But Larry had no time for unicorns, or even for Miss Petunia Tutti's time-traveling tutorial, which met every other yesterday at 25 o'clock.
Sorry I'm late. My star clock went into overtime.
And he knew knowhowtogo.org was way better than hoping for a snarkball scholarship. So, while his friends all aced invisibility, when Larry finally got to college, they were nowhere to be seen.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
RF Sports Show.
RF Sports Show.
Talking sports.
Yeah, he's playing excellent in the playoffs, and Dirk is unguardable. We said that on our previous shows leading up to this Mavs game, and he really presented it tonight, 24 points tonight. And when they come back to Dallas, he's even better at home, much better than he is on the road. So we're definitely going to see a lot more from Dirk in this series. He's really going to be the one, I think, to push his team over the hump. I said a lot about the Mavs, that they really think they're going to win this game, but they showed me something tonight. I mean, I like the way this team is playing right now.
Talking sports.
From a fan's perspective.
Mondays, right after Saturday Night Lights, and Wednesdays, right after the breakdown, right here on Deep End Radio, deependmedia.net, and rsportsradio.com.
For spending your radio money with us.
It's Free Talk Delivery's new cutting edge entertainment. Then the next hour is free of charge.
This is Deep End Radio.
DeepEndMedia.net. You're listening to the RF Sports Show.
RF Sports Show.
Live and on
Deep End Radio.
To the a thing you play is the attic. Ooh, I like to pick and roll. I like to give him a dough. Cause it's basketball. I'm Mr. Curtis.
Welcome, everyone, to the RF Sports Radio Show. And as you guys heard, Curtis Blow put so eloquently, they're playing basketball. They're playing basketball. So we got to talk a lot about that. And to talk about that, of course, I'm joined by my partner in crime, my partner in sports radio, of course, Mr. Royce Fisher. Royce, how are you, sir?
What's going on, Rodney? I'm excited this morning.
I know.
Had to go in my footlock and pull out my 1974 New York Knicks uniform with
the short shorts and tight tops.
Man, I tell you, I'm ready for
please,
some basketball.
No, man. No, let's not. Please don't put that one on.
You know, only thing about it, it doesn't fit.
I think those are outlawed now. I think that's a public indecency charge for them things.
More like hot pants.
Yeah.
I got my NBA hot pants on.
For real. Welcome, everyone, to our show. As you guys know, we do our show each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. right here on deependmedia.net. We've got a lot to talk about today. Of course, the NBA and the deal. We'll give you guys all the details and what may be holding up the deal if it doesn't get done. Also, we'll get into our hometown team, the Dallas Mavericks, and how this deal does affect them. It's like it affects some of the other NBA franchises. So who stands to win in this deal and who stands to lose? We'll also get into a little bit of the BCS rankings and the bowl preview as well as it starts to kind of shape up. And, of course, our NFL talk for week 12, which is coming up as well, too. So we got a lot to talk about today, Royce. A lot of stuff going on today.
I'm ready right now. Let's go.
We want to remind everyone that you can download this show from iTunes. Go to iTunes.com, do a search for RF Sports Radio, or log on to our website at rfsportsradio.com. And there you can download or find out how to download the show. That way you can have it with you at all times. It's delivered to you hot and fresh as soon as we get done with it. So without further ado, let's get started. Start with the latest. The latest in sports. And, of course, we got to start off with LSU, the number one team in the nation, crushes Arkansas yesterday.
And what a game.
Oh, man.
Fantastic game.
You watched that game pretty much.
I watched the whole from beginning to end, Rodney. Great game. LSU, look, they look like the number one team.
Yeah.
And they certainly are. Arkansas is a good run, but I tell you that LSU, I mean, they scored everything from kickbacks, man, to quarterback running touchdown. Fantastic game.
Yeah, LSU did put up, what, 41 points in that game?
Yeah.
They won 41-17 over the number three team in the nation, Arkansas, a fellow SEC team. And it would have got a lot interesting if Arkansas would have won that game. We would have known who was going to be ranked number one.
Yeah, it had been, what, three-way tie for number one?
Absolutely. I mean, that'd be unprecedented. Then, of course, Houston goes on to win. They go undefeated. They win 12. They go 12-0. They beat Tulsa 48-16. Case Keenum, of course, throws, what, five touchdowns that game?
And when was the last time we've seen Houston this good?
Oh, man.
It's been years.
Andre Ware days when he won the Heisman.
That was back in the 80s.
Yeah. And then, of course, Texas and Texas A&M for the last time.
Battle of the Texans.
And, of course, Texas does win on a field goal. 27-25, kicking the field goal late in the fourth quarter to win. And this is going to be the end of a Big 12, end of a matchup between these two teams. Or you think they'll try to figure out some kind of way to keep it going?
You know, that's the only thing bad about this whole deal. You won't get to see them play. They, you know, there was a rivalry that went on. But who knows when they're going to get to play again. I mean,
that's the big question. You know, when if they get a chance to play again, how are they going to structure this thing with A&M being in the SEC? And, of course, with Texas staying in the Big 12.
I guess we'll have to have some kind of Texas Bowl with Texas Tech, Texas A&M, Texas, and Houston, anybody. You know, that's not a bad idea. We can have battle for the state.
Well, who knows? If Houston keeps playing like they're playing, they may get invited to the Big 12.
That's true.
You know, they may have to come in and play in the Big 12.
Well, they're going to get somebody to come in and fill some of these boards.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, of course, there are some other college games going on right now. We'll keep you guys updated on scores there. Oklahoma goes up on OSU is on top of Michigan, 7-0. MSU on top of Northwestern. They're actually not on top of Northwestern. They just started playing, still 0-0 there. And Georgia and Georgia Tech still 0-0 as well, too. And, of course, quick NFL news. There is a jailed NFL player. Another one.
and you know what? It's basically the same thing, spousal abuse.
Wow.
Don't these guys get enough aggression on Sundays?
You would think so. I guess they got to carry over through the week. Well, nonetheless, Packers linebacker Eric Walden was arrested Friday morning on a felony complaint of assaulting his girlfriend and was to remain jailed until at least Monday.
Yeah. Because of the holidays, he had to sit there.
Yeah, so he was in jail when I was going on. The guy's only 26. He's arrested on suspicion of felony domestic violence. Substantial battery happened about 2:30 a.m. in an apartment complex more than 3 hours before his living girlfriend notified police.
My understanding was he wouldn't get up and go to Black Friday. And she got mad because he wouldn't get up and go to the 4 o'clock sale Friday morning. I'm pretty sure a lot of men got chewed out because they wouldn't get up and go to the Black Friday event. It caused a lot of chaos. You know, did you go, Rodney?
No. I was able to escape Black Friday.
Now, if it was a game or something, I'd get up there early. If something important I had to have, I don't think I still would get up that early. You know, but a lot of people showed up.
Yeah.
And it was a big mess, always.
We do want to remind everyone that this is a sports talk from fans' perspective. If you want to call in and join our show, give us a call at 214-699-1942. We'll get you live on the air with your questions and comments as well. Let's go ahead and go to a couple of other sports stories before we get to the biggest story of the day, the NBA. And, of course, we talked about the BCS rankings. We'll talk about that here in a second.
And a lot of things going to be determined today, Penn State.
Yeah, exactly.
And today it's going to be a big day in college football because a lot of teams are going to see who's going to the bowl.
No doubt. Now, we did have some games on Thanksgiving, of course. We had the Lions unable to beat the Packers, but the big story from that game was Ndamukong Suh with the kick where he actually stomped a player. I guess the best way I could put it, he stomped a player.
Yeah.
He says the guy was trying to pull him down, trying to pull his leg back from him. You think he's going to get suspended in the game?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, he just had a meeting with the commissioner.
True.
To try to explain what he's doing wrong. I'm pretty sure they had a long, lengthy talk.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure one of the topics that came up is don't kick anybody, which he did. You know, I saw it. You saw it. Anybody watching the game saw it. You know, he could have pulled his leg instead of try to kick the guy. The guy plays with passion, man. I mean, he plays up there in the trenches right now. You know, I understand there's a lot of little going on in there. Maybe a little joint, a little kick, push up, pinch, bite, whatever goes on in the pits. But the guy has to tone it down.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I understand that. He got to tone it down. But it's hard to do that when you're playing such a physical game. He plays in the trenches. That's not
that's my point. I'm pretty sure a lot of stuff goes on.
A lot of stuff goes on.
Yeah, guys used to pinch us, man, kick us, stick the finger in your eye, you know, whatever they can do.
And that's the whole point is, like, you know, it's a physical game. You're playing against a division rival, a team that's undefeated. You're really trying to be your emotions run really high. I mean, it wasn't that bad. I mean, the guy could have got hurt. I mean,
but
it wasn't that bad to get suspended.
I'm going to tell you the thing about that. It's don't get caught. You can do all that kind of stuff. Thing is, don't get caught. He was caught on national TV.
That's true.
That's the bad thing about it. So they have to do something because so many people saw it.
Yeah.
Just the referee saw it, that's one thing. But it was televised where everybody can see it.
Yeah.
And, you know, just goes all the way back to childhood. You can get away with stuff, just don't get caught.
Yeah, I guess you could look at that. And before we go to break, we want to also talk about a little bit about the BCS ranking system, and the rankings are going to change naturally here when they get ready to determine who's going to a BCS bowl and who's not. But I want to ask you a question. You talked about Penn State,
right?
If Penn State wins today, you know, they have a great chance of going to a BCS bowl. If they can win out and win, of course, the Big Ten. Does Penn State deserve to go to a bowl game?
Absolutely. Despite what others have done, you're talking about coaches, you can't penalize the players. These guys have played all year. They practiced during the offseason. They practiced during spring training, preparing for the football season, and you cannot punish these players for something that the coaches did.
Yeah, but at the same time, if you're on a bowl committee, are you looking at inviting a team like Penn State? Do you want to deal with that media circus? Do you want to deal with these questions? Do you want to deal with advertisers potentially pulling out of the game?
Well, I don't think that's going to happen. I tell you what, though, it's going to pique everybody's curiosity. Everybody's going to tune in just to see what's going on. So as far as that is concerned, I'm not going to fault the players. Penn State has a great team, great program. I always have. Even though it's tainted, I think it's tainted for life. I don't think this will ever go away. But you can't punish the players for something that the coaches did. I think the school will be punished some kind of way. I'm pretty sure the NCAA is going to come down with some kind of thing. But let the courts deal with it. Let the lawsuits deal with it. And I'm pretty sure, you know, they're going to get their just due.
Well, let me ask you, man. You're a college football watcher as well, too. If you're on a bowl committee, say you're on a bowl committee for, I don't know, say the Cotton Bowl. Let's just say the Cotton Bowl. Do you want to invite the media circus, the scandal, the everything that goes on at Penn State? You know they have a huge fan base. They travel well. They get a lot of ratings. But do you want to run the risk of having this team come in there and having your event kind of marred by this scandal that's been going on?
Although the scandal is a very, very unfortunate thing, I got to agree with Royce. You shouldn't have to punish those kids. Those kids, you know, They didn't do anything wrong, you know. And we're talking about a guy that was that committed this crime that was retired since 1999, over 10 years.
Right, true, true.
So and you're talking about a head coach that covered it up. Both those guys gone. The school did a great job of cleaning house. I'm pretty sure that anyone that was involved with that scandal, they're no longer there. And talking about Mike McCreary. So after you clean that stuff up, then, you know, the mess is cleaned up, but the floor is still there. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So you still so now you can go out with your football team, with your interim coach, and with a new philosophy, and you can go back to, you know, back to business, and that's playing football. It's an unfortunate thing that, you know, the scandal happened on the campus of Penn State, and the illustrious name of the university was tainted a little bit. But now that all parties that were involved in the scandal are out the picture, You shouldn't have to punish the kids.
Yeah, and that's a good point. I mean, the bowl game is pretty much for the kids to have the exposure, get a chance to play. I think what Penn State should do, if they get invited to, say, the Rose Bowl, if they do get a chance to go, they should take all the money they make from the game and donate it to some type of charity that protects kids, that prevents something happening on their campus.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Some of the money, I don't know if they could do all of it because they got to pay expenses.
Well, true.
And
they,
a lot
got
of
money,
it goes,
they got money.
Yeah, they got money. A lot of it goes back. But it wouldn't be bad to make a large donation to abused kids or something in nature. Not to the foundation. That was called.
No, not Sacred Mouth.
But to someone else. And, you know, I think they will make the bowl, and I think it'll be a high-rated.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You know, because everybody's going to tune in and see if any fallouts from all that.
That game against Nebraska was the highest-rated noon start game on ESPN.
Ever.
Ever. Yeah. Ever. Highest-rated noon start college football game ever on ESPN, that game against Nebraska. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, guys, on the RF Sports Radio Show, we're going to get into a topic we love that we can't wait to talk about. We've been waiting all year to talk about, and it's the return of the NBA. We'll give you guys all the details and talk about what teams are going to win, what teams are going to be losing with this new deal, and how the Stars feel about it as well.
And the Mavericks in trouble.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
You listen to RF Sports Radio on deependmedia.net.
You're listening to the RF Sports Show.
RF Sports Show.
Live and on
Deep End Radio.
Can you hear me? Are you listening to me right now? If you can, then it worked. Advertise with Deep End Media and get your message to the masses. Email us at deependmedia@yahoo.com. Hey, this is Rock Fisher with DeepEndMedia.net, letting you guys know one thing that you need to know this holiday season is that the NBA is back. That's right, the NBA is back in action starting Christmas Day, December 25th. Make sure you tune in for pre- and post-game. We're going to take you guys inside the locker room for the Dallas Mavericks so they try to repeat their championship and give you interviews and updates from all the NBA stars from across the league. Do not miss it right here on deependmedia.net as we take you guys to the NBA and NBA action.
They're playing basketball. They're playing basketball.
Breaking down sports
on the breakdown.
I'm just going to come out and say it, man. San Francisco is lousy. I'm sorry, man. They are terrible. I mean, if you're going to tell me that prior to this game, if I said this to you, DG, prior to this game, hey, man, Vernon Davis, he's going to catch one pass. Frank Gore, he's going to average about 2 yards a clip. You just thought, Cowboys win this one going away. Instead, they had to make up a 2-touchdown deficit, okay? They had to deal with an injury to their starting and controversial quarterback, Anthony Romo, and then in typical San Francisco 49er fashion, the cornerback covering Miles Austin falls down, and Austin takes off and goes 58 yards, I believe it was, and that changed everything.
This is Breakdown,
cutting edge sports talk,
heard only
on Deep End Radio,
deependmedia.net.
Yo, what's up? It's Chosen Icebreaker Radio, and here to let you know that we're joining forces with Deep End Radio. Coming up soon, we got Pretty Girl Rock, D-Dot, Producer's Corner, and the DJ Touch Show. Then coming back every Thursday, we got the Icebreaker Radio Show and the DJ Wild Hair Show. So don't want to miss this. Tell somebody. Tell your neighbors, tell somebody. And keep it locked.
Hi, this is John Androsic of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
I got up this morning late again, rushing, trying to get to the station. Didn't have time to fix coffee or breakfast or even grab a lunch. And I jumped in my car and realized, I don't even have gas. I stopped by the Texaco in DeSoto on Hampton and Pleasant Run, walked in, and immediately thought, this can't be a gas station. And I was right. It was Maryland's Fine Foods. The friendly staff there was able to give me a fresh-made breakfast from scratch, also a gourmet box lunch, and not to mention a tank of gas, too. I got to work and had an awesome day, and then thought my family would love to have a break from fast food. So I went online to Maryland's Fine Foods and placed an order for my entire family. And you know what? When I got to DeSoto, it was hot and ready for me to pick up on my way in. Trust me, guys, you got to try Maryland's Fine Foods, located in DeSoto at Hampton Road and Pleasant Run. Give them a call at 972-274-1070. That's 972-274-1070. Or try them online at marylandsfinefoods.com.
Happy holidays from Deep End Media.
Talk about what's popping in the sports world.
RF is talking about the hottest sports topics on the net. Log on to rfsportsradio.com.
Welcome everyone back to our program, RF Sports Radio. Make sure you check us out throughout the week at rfsportsradio.com or go to iTunes and download the show from iTunes. Also, big announcement for the show as well, too. We're going to be coming on a little more often than just Saturday with you guys. And we apologize because we normally come on throughout the week as well, too. We're going to get that back going as soon as possible. We'll be on throughout the week. Yeah, we'll be on throughout the week, and we'll have a chance where you guys can get the latest, greatest in sports more than just once a week.
Yeah, 3 or 4, 5, maybe.
Oh, man, I don't know.
Who knows?
Who knows? One reason why we're going to be going back to our normal format, giving you guys more shows, is what we're going to talk about here next, and that's the fact that the NBA is back.
It's back.
I mean,
you know, they had Black Friday yesterday. Today is Sunny Saturday.
It is Sunny Saturday for every arena employee, every basketball right. player, every basketball fan, because now we find out that they have a tentative deal that's in place where the training camp and also the actual season, I guess, will start December 9th, but the first game will be on Christmas Day.
And you know, that's a big day for basketball. And if everything holds true, do you want to tell who's going to play Christmas Day?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'll let you do that.
I put it like this. It's going to be a triple header.
It's going to be a triple header.
But the team that we cover, the Dallas Mavericks, since we are here in Dallas, they will be playing on Christmas Day against where it all ended, against the Miami Heat.
Wow.
Here in Dallas, and LeBron, Chris Bosh, D-Wade, I have a chance to watch the Mavericks put up their banners and get their rings. How fitting is that? I love it.
You know, when they beat Dallas the first time, that broke my heart because they beat us on our floor. They won a championship in our house. And sure enough, 2 years later, we're back. And we're going to put it back in their face. But, you know, we got Boston and New York.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Chicago, Derrick Rose against Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
I mean, Dallas against Miami. I don't want to go anywhere, Christmas.
I know.
Want to stay home and watch all three games Christmas.
Let's backtrack a little bit for those of you guys that have been dead to the world for the last, I don't know, 10 hours.
160 days.
Let's go backtrack real quick and see how this deal came together. Yesterday, they met for 15 hours yesterday. Now, they've been having these long meetings throughout this lockout process, but yesterday they figured out, you know what, if we don't get something done today, we run the risk of not having basketball on Christmas Day. And I think that was a whole motivation to finally get something done.
the fact that they could actually have basketball on Christmas Day was something they've been wanting to do for quite some time. So, with that said,
you know, the lockout's been since, what, July the 1st?
Yeah.
Through the summer.
Yeah, yeah.
Through half the fall.
Yeah, yeah.
And after 15 hours of the night, they finally make a decision. Seems like that it took a long time to come to this point.
Well, you know what? Based on where this deal is structured, you know, from what we're hearing right now, what our insiders are telling us, the way this deal is structured, it could have been signed a long time ago, but if finally they decided to go ahead and swallow their pride on both sides and get the deal done. This deal is going to call for basically a 50-50 split on the BRI. It will be, you know, from 49 to 51%. The least the players can get is 49%. The most they can get is 51. It also changes some of the system as well, too, that the players want to change for the good and also for the bad. One thing that they did change is that they are going to increase the luxury tax. We don't know how much they're going to increase it. There's talk about it going on a tier level from dollar for dollar, the 2-for-1, 3-for-1, even 4-for-1 if you spend a certain amount over the salary cap. We don't know the details of that just yet. They also made it to where teams have to spend 85% of the salary cap on each team. This is going to make those teams that have been not spending any money, skating, as you can say, trying to make a profit out of this, they're going to have to spend some money on some players now.
And you know, we'll see. All the details are not out, but we know that the system was broken. It wasn't working, you know, the old system. They needed something to change. And it only takes – my understanding is all the owners are really not on board. I'm pretty sure all the players are not on board, but it doesn't take everybody to agree for this thing to be complete. Only 15 or 29 owners, and we have 430 players, 450
players?
450
players, yeah.
Only takes a majority of those. So I'm pretty sure the deal is going to get done. I hope so. And it's unfortunately, it took so long.
Now you're right. There's a lot of owners that reportedly don't like this deal, even that, you know, it's in place. They had to have at least 15 owners that vote in favor of the deal. I think they'll be able to do that. No problems with that. But let's look at some of these teams that may have a problem.
Oh yeah,
with this. Now, I mean, look at some of the smaller market teams. Let's start with Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
You know, in Charlotte. Now he's going to have to spend 85% of that particular salary cap. He's going to have to spend some more money, and they can't draw a crowd in Charlotte. So teams like Charlotte, teams like Milwaukee, teams like Sacramento.
But they would have to go out and bid on great players, which would be good. It'll kind of even out the market a little bit. You won't have teams
will
back.
It, though? You
won't
have the whole
teams.
Question. Will the way this system is set up, will now teams like Charlotte, Sacramento, Milwaukee, will they be able to go after these big talent now? Because you're going to have the teams that stack all the talent, like the Mavericks, the Lakers, the Knicks, the Heat. They're not going to be able to sign every player anymore. They won't be able to bring in three superstars over the salary cap and pay all that money. The plan is to have that talent kind of split up against over the entire NBA.
Well, I don't have a problem with that. But if you look back, these teams have been stacking. This is nothing new. If you look back in Houston, I can remember they went and got Clyde Drexler, Charles Barkley, Kim Olajuwon.
Yeah,
remember they stacked that team? Scottie Pippen.
Yeah.
Then they so this is nothing new. And that doesn't necessarily turn into a win. We saw what happened in Miami.
Right, right.
You know.
Right. New York as well.
But it does have to furnish, you know,
the
smaller
team. That's the question.
The smaller team. Well, they're going to spend their money on something, so they're going to go out and get quality players. And would you say Charlotte had, what, three players signed? That's it?
Well, Charlotte, not Charlotte, but actually
New Orleans.
Which
right.
in our effect, which we get into in
right.
a second, but they only have five players currently signed.
Yeah, and that's a bad thing. You know,
the Hornets, rather. I'm
right.
sorry, the Hornets only have five
players
currently signed.
And that's a bad thing. But I'm just glad to see a deal done. I don't know who won or lost in this.
Well, that's what I want to look at. I want to look at, does, you know, the owners want this competitive balance. They want it to be even across the board. They want this parity in the league.
Well, yeah, everybody wants a superstar.
Yeah, I understand
team.
It, but if you look traditionally throughout the NBA, I mean, really, there always been these powerhouse teams. There's always the Lakers, there's always
right.
the Knicks, there's always the Celtics. You know, so are they trying to just get rid of that? Do they want every team, I guess, to be – They didn't want to spread the superstars out. I mean, what do they want to do?
They want to make some money. And, you know, big names draw big crowds. And a team that doesn't have a superstar is not going to get much of a crowd.
I understand that. But is it going to work?
Okay,
is it going to work, though?
Okay, we can argue. Let's just say this. It wasn't working the way it was. You and I both know that. For the players and for the owners, right?
Right.
You agree with that?
Right.
Something had to be done to try to fix it. Whether they got it right this time or not, who's to say? It's yet to be determined, you know. But it's like, what, 10 years? 10-year deal? So for the next...
It's a 10-year deal, but they can opt out in six. Either party can opt out in six.
So for the next 6 years, it is what it is.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So
we'll find out how good it is. Now we talked about some teams that it may hurt or may benefit, but there's some teams that spend a lot of money on talent right now. Mainly the Mavericks, and of course the Lakers and the Knicks. I mentioned them also. You can throw in Celtics. You can throw in the Miami Heat as well. What does this do to those teams? You know, if you're like, for instance, the Mavericks. Let's go to the Mavericks. You know,
okay.
The Mavericks have three big free agents they have to sign. They
got
to sign Tyson Chandler. They have to sign J.J. Barea and Caron Butler. Now, way this deal is set up, you know, they can't sign all three.
No, they can't sign all three.
Nope. So of those three, who do you let go? Who do you let go? If you had a rank of 1 through 3, your first priority, who's going to get the first call?
Okay.
You got to bite the bullet and sign all three. Forget it. Forget it.
Even though it may cost you $4 to $1, $4 to everyone.
Well, you know,
spend?
Somebody like Mark Cuban, he's got the money.
Okay.
He can do that. But at the same time, my first call would be to Tyson Chandler. You have to get Tyson Chandler.
I agree with that.
First and foremost.
I agree with that.
Okay. Now we got to go to second and third. Somebody's not going to get chosen.
Well, hold on. What if we negotiate Dirk's contract?
Dirk is already taking pennies. You know, Dirk took pennies before the season started.
Yeah. Yeah.
When that whole free agency thing was done, he got several offers to make a lot of money. He took less money to come to Dallas because Mark Cuban told him, I'm going to continue to put talent on this team.
That's true. But listen, it's something they can get rid of. And Pager can go.
Okay, Pager may not be back anyway.
Brian Cardinal
may not be back anyway. Brian Cardinal played for $20.
Yeah, I mean,
come on now.
He'll play for free.
Yeah, let's be honest. He'll play for a hot meal and somewhere to stay.
So it's going
to
come down between J.J. and Caron. Now, I will say this. I like both players. I miss Caron because when Caron was playing, they had the best record in the NBA. He got hurt. But at the same time, they won a championship without Caron Butler.
Are you going to hold that against Caron?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying they won one without him. Take that any way you want to. But the fact is they won a championship without his presence. He was more support on the bench.
But they are a better team with Caron Butler, right?
But if you
they
lose
a better team with Caron Butler.
But you can't really get rid of J.J. because you got to have somebody to back up a kid. Kid's not a kid anymore. J.J. Burrell played excellent in the playoffs.
He did. He's kid's backup. We have no point guard to really back up
kid.
Roddy Boubois is not quite ready yet.
That's one thing. Roddy has to step up.
Can you pull up their roster real quick, their Dallas Mavericks roster?
Yeah. Roddy has to step up this year. He didn't really prove himself last year. But at the same time, he wasn't played a lot. But J.J. Barrera, you have a big Hispanic following with J.J. They love it.
That's true.
And the Mavericks have a big Hispanic
following. Let's be honest, it's going to cost you more money to sign J.J. Barrera than it is to sign JJ's coming off a big season for him.
Now, but I think Caron
is going to have a lot more takers than Caron.
Caron makes a lot more money than J.J., I'm sure.
But you have to understand, Caron makes a lot more money now.
Right.
Now, but J.J.'s going to command a lot more of the market than Caron is. Caron didn't play last year. J.J. had all them playoffs, all this stuff going on.
One thing about it, you can't stop a guy from leaving, you know, for more money. I never followed anybody that left because the grass was green on the other side. But at the same time, I think he does feel some sense of loyalty to the Mavericks.
I agree with that.
I think if it came down to him picking. I think he will stay with Dallas one more year, have a good season, and the stock goes up even higher, you know. But and it's going to come down to agents, you know.
Well, I understand it, but you have to realize J.J. Barrett has played himself into the spotlight.
Okay, what would you do?
Okay,
what I would do?
Yeah.
I would sign Karan. I'm sorry.
You let J.J. go?
J.J.'s going to cost too much money,
Who you going to have a backup kid?
I mean, honestly, there's a lot of people we can get in the league to dribble the ball and pass the ball. There's a lot of people we can get in the league to do that. If we have Karan, we're adding another score on the court. I would need somebody to kind of just facilitate the game, not try to do too much, play within themselves, and pass the ball.
But you also want somebody that can pass the ball and penetrate.
We can get somebody to do that.
No, Rodney, you just can't get it. Everybody can't penetrate.
Do we need Sean Marion and his $8 million salary?
Yes.
Do we need Deshaun Stevenson with his $4 million salary?
Well, I'm not sold on Deshaun Stevenson. He plays good defense.
Okay, well, you won a championship with Deshaun. Like, if you use your logic, you say we didn't win a championship with Karan, but we won one with Deshaun.
And I believe we still could have won one without Deshaun.
We got Brendan Haywood, too.
And Brendan Haywood can go.
$7 million, Brendan.
Yeah, he's overpaid.
He's overpaid. If Brendan Haywood goes, that goes out picks, right? You know, he made picks on my show. That goes out picks right there.
Not necessarily. We find somebody else. But Brendan Haywood, he's overpaid. And you and I know for a fact he didn't play so well.
Brendan Haywood's salary this year is going to be $7.6 million.
That's too much. Let him try to command that kind of salary somewhere else, and I guarantee you he'll take a pay cut.
Karan Butler is due to make this year $10 million. $10 million for Karan Butler.
Hey, man, he got the money to go dollar. So what is that like? He go over the cap, he sign him.
Right now it's dollar for dollar, but apparently with this deal, the penalties got a little bit tougher. They're saying, and this is just reports, but they're saying that as you go higher over the limit, it increases. Like you may pay $3 for every $1 or even $4 for every
$1. Could be more than that. But, you know, Dallas Mavericks aren't the only team in this situation. Chandler is my top priority.
The Miami Heat as well, too.
They need to bring in someone. Miami Heat, ironically, is the team that's really going after JJ.
Yeah.
They want J.J. Barea. They want him to play point guard. They want him to play in his hometown.
Do you want J.J. to go to Miami?
You may not be able to outbid for J.J., but that's what I'm saying.
That's always been the case. You can't stop nobody from leaving. But Tyson Chandler will be my first choice.
Absolutely.
Anything after that, I can deal with. You know, you got Carlisle, the coach. We questioned him all year last year. Remember, we talked about Carlisle so bad on the show, and we talked about players stepping up. Sure enough, they did. A lot of players stepped up.
Yeah.
Brian Cardinal stepped up.
Mm-hmm.
But Jason Terry stepped up.
But if you're the Miami Heat, how are you going to sign J.J. Barea with you got the big three?
Right. Because
one of them will have to go.
But they want Barea. They've made no mistake about it. They want Barea.
But they're well over the cap, but those three salaries are low. They are top heavy. With LeBron, Dwayne, and Chris Bosh.
They're in the same predicament as a lot of these teams. They have to be over the salary.
Right.
It's like the Mavericks. They're going to have to be over the salary cap to be competitive. All these teams that want this competitive balance in the league, they want to spread the talent around. Make no mistake about it. You need two superstars on your team. I mean, I'm sorry. There's been no champion without two superstars on your team. So you're going to have to spend some money. You're going to have to spend a little coin to get what you want.
But do you understand the ramifications of J.J. Barea leaving the Mavericks? I mean, most of the Mavericks fan base is Hispanic. We know that.
That's true.
And they love J.J. Barea.
But we may not be able to hold on to him.
But we don't want these Hispanic.
Okay, so everything on the line.
Turn into Miami Heat fans.
You say you sign Tyson Chandler,
so you get the deal done with Tyson. That's my first thing.
So you get the deal done with Tyson. So now you're left with, you can either get Karan or J.J. One of them's going to have to take a little less money than they expect.
Right.
But if you have to pick one or the other, who you going with?
I would go with Karan.
Okay, I'm good with that. J.J., I love you, man. But hey, man, if you're gonna cost us too much, we have to move on.
Yeah. And JJ, if you're listening, I personally want you to stay. I enjoyed watching you play. The guy's a great player. He stock went up this year. You know, he proved he can play in the NBA or in the championship game.
What JJ needs to do, he needs to have a conversation with Brad Davis, with Rolando Blackman, with Derek Harper. There is something to be said for playing your career as a Maverick. If you end your career as a Maverick, trust me, JJ, you'll be set. I promise you. You may not make a lot of money while you're playing here, but when you leave, Dallas will love you. I guarantee you, Dallas will love you if you do that. Let's go ahead and jump into some more NBA talk. And I'm so excited about this thing. I want to let everybody know that just like we did last year before with the help of Deep End, we will be coming to you guys live again from the AAC starting Christmas Day. I can't wait. Christmas Day. I don't know if I want any gifts. I just want to go to the basketball game Christmas Day as we will bring you guys live as the Mavericks raise the banners and the Raptors and get their rings live right here on deependmedia.net. So stay tuned for that. We're also going to be having bowl game coverage coming up as well here in the near future. So we have a lot going on. Let me ask you, Lo, real quick while I got you, man, and get your sports opinion real fast. With this new deal, the way it's going to work, do you think this is going to help or hurt the powerhouse teams? You think it's going to help the Lakers? Do you think it's going to help? You know, who's going to get the advantage with a short season? Because if you start training camp on December 9th, you know, I think the veteran teams will have somewhat of an edge, but they may not.
Are you asking me as far as how is us starting the season in December is going to help out the team?
Yeah,
Being so short.
Oh, well, you know, December 9th, and then you got to start playing December 25th.
To me, it helps out the Mavericks a lot to repeat because, I mean, the Mavericks could win 60 games easily anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, this may be an opportunity where they may go 66-0. No, I'm just kidding.
It is a short 66 game season, and I'm like you. I think it does benefit the Mavericks to have this short season and have a short training camp as well, because these guys know how to play with each other.
Oh yeah, and they play well together. And unlike 98-99 where they had 50 games, which was very very short. We know how short that was.
Right.
66 is a little bit better. But a few things have to be done before we even get to basketball. They have to drop the lawsuit.
Right.
They have to ditch the union back.
Has to come back, right.
Right. And what I would do after this is over with, I'd fire Derek Fisher and Billy Hunter because why is Billy Hunter on the phone with agents in the wee hours of the morning? Agents have nothing to do with any of this.
Well, them checks stop rolling in.
Right.
I didn't know this, that the checks, you know, they really bleed over all off season.
Yeah,
exactly.
And
right.
They missed two checks already.
Right. Some players got, you know, if the season went on schedule, they would have got two checks or a double, or they would have had a fat check. They would have had part of their money from the previous, from the 2010-2011 season, along with a 2011-2012 season. Not all that stopped.
Yeah.
Now, you know, the payroll department.
Closed.
They closed. They done.
Yeah.
So these players on their phone with their agents, and these agents are on the phone like, look, man, my client.
Yeah.
My client is very upset. You know.
And another thing is, too, guys, with the late start, it's going to affect some players that took these overseas deals. Now, some of these guys have clauses where they cannot get out of their deals until the end of the foreign season. And they're supposed to expect to end the trade deadline here in March.
That's why it was a bad idea.
What the Chinese going to do? They're going to come over and
I don't know.
Listen, they're going to kidnap you and bring you back. But
they're going to arrest you.
Now, one player J.R. Smith started the season.
He had played.
And he hurt his knee the first game. He's out. He's out for the rest. He hurt his knee the first game in the Chinese basketball season. He's out.
And that was a bad thing about going over there.
You got Kenyon Martin over there. You got a lot of players that are over there, especially from the Nuggets.
I think it started out being a ploy, you know, for these guys for leverage. But after a while, you know, the people overseas were serious about signing the contract. They were serious about getting players. That's why I say you have to be, you know, I said that earlier, you have to be real cautious about signing some deal with some team overseas because it's not everything is built up to be.
Yeah.
We're in a foreign country, and we know how unstable things are overseas. So why would you even take that deal? If you did, you deserved it. But at the same time, my first priority would be to fire Derek Fisher, fire Billy Hunter, get somebody in there that's going to represent me a little bit different.
Yeah, I would agree to that, man. Well, with a lot of NBA talk and stuff coming up as well, make sure you follow us online at rfsportsradio.com, deepinmedia.net. Follow us on Twitter at rfsportsradio. We'll be getting cracking each and every day, always. Let's take a break. We come back. We'll wrap up our show and get you guys ready for the Icebreaker Radio Show. You're tuned in to deepinmedia.net.
Don't even think about logging off now. You just may miss something.
Yes. It's RF Sports Show.
Sports talk from a fan's perspective.
Only on Deep End Media. Happy holidays from Deep End Media.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us. But it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans, but in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Dad, remember when you asked me, what do you want to do with your life? And I was like, I want to get paid. But right after that, you said, there's no job called getting paid.
Really? I said that?
Yeah. And that's exactly what I knew. I wanted to go to college.
You never know which moments will be the ones they remember forever. So take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Have you ever listened to talk radio and thought, hey, I could do that? Well, here's your chance. Deep End Media can give you the airtime to host your own radio show, and the best part is you can choose the subject matter. Sports, politics, pop culture, music, or choose your own topic and create your own genre. Join the movement. Call 214-636-0558 or email deependmedia@yahoo.com. Deep End Media, cutting edge entertainment.
This heavyweight bout is about to begin. What's the champ wearing? Looks like an examination gown. And from the back,
ooh, that's not pretty.
Champ, what's with the get up?
I've got to take care of my family, so I'm getting those important medical screens.
The fight is over. Champ, you look pretty healthy out there tonight.
But I'm still getting those steps. For a list of tests you need, go to AHRQ.gov. And remember, real men wear gowns.
Go to AHRQ.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, and the Ad Council.
Call us right now. 214-699-1942.
RF Sports Show.
Talking sports from a fan's perspective.
This is
Media Network.
Welcome, everyone, back to the RF Sports Radio Show. I am joined by the host of our program that always follows us, the groundbreaking, maybe I should just say ice-breaking radio show, Icebreaker Radio, chosen in the building. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear, man. We are excited. We've been excited all day. We woke up. I've been up since 4 a.m.
Chosen, you can put that Harlem Globetrotter uniform you had out. Up, and you can put the Magic stuff back on.
NBA is back, y'all.
1966 Harlem Globetrotter uniform.
NBA is back, y'all. I guarantee you. NBA is back, man. Let me get your thoughts real quick before we go to your show.
First of all, shout out to Tutu. You know what I'm saying? My favorite Harlem Globetrotter out there. You know.
Let me get your thoughts first of all. The NBA coming back. Short season. Who gets the advantage, man?
Oh, Mavericks all day long. You know what I'm saying? If you give the Mavericks 40 games, there's none better than us.
No doubt.
That's just the bottom line.
No doubt. No doubt.
That's a good question, Rodney. Who you think win the West and the East? Let me hear your prediction.
Man, I'm going to tell you like this, man. The Mavericks going to win. They're going to repeat as champions no matter who we play. I don't think the Heat going to make it back. I really don't. I don't think the Heat going to make it back. I see a team like possibly New York or Chicago finally getting in there and getting it done.
I say it's going to be Chicago against Dallas for the NBA championship.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one, too.
Or you could say the Knicks.
Or you can say the Knicks. What's going to happen, though, December 9th when they start training camp is also start the free agency period. A lot of work's going to get done. You guys are going to be seeing a lot of trades,
new,
a lot of signings.
New players, new teams.
So make sure you log on to rsportsradio.com to get all the latest as well. Come to find out, guys, the Hornets, which are owned by the NBA, they've only got 5 players. They're going to start training camp December 9th with 5 players. That's it.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. But
5 players.
Make a living.
5 players, man.
5 players that are signed. I'm pretty sure they're going to have some other players in training camp.
I don't know. I don't know if you want to go play for the NBA. I don't know.
Well, you know, after the deal signed, why not? You got 6 good years.
Well, that's true.
Before the contract's up. But my top priority, like I repeated earlier, Derek Fisher, you got to go. Billy Hunter, you are no longer fair rep. That would be my first order of business.
Yeah, especially if they signed a deal they could have signed 2 weeks ago. It don't make any sense.
And you know what, right now I'm happy for? What better Christmas present for the employees of American Airlines Center and all these other arenas to finally get a chance to go back to work, you know, after missing 130 days from work,
right?
They could possibly now. I know it's Christmas, but they probably had to celebrate Christmas after Christmas.
They would have to.
You know, that's the bad thing about it. But I'm happy for those people.
No doubt. So, what's coming up on Icebreaker Radio Show, man?
Oh man, well, we just continuing the 1 year anniversary celebration.
Congratulations, man! Congratulations, man!
I'm taking phone requests, so y'all just hit us up. You said we play it. You know what I'm saying? We got DJ Tuss coming up in here on the ones and twos. I know he's having an incredible hangover, just like the movie up in there with Nelly and Tony Neal last night at the hottest, most exotic gentlemen's club in the city, Onyx. Had Olo in the building looking like a boss, you know.
Well, one thing for sure, you won't be hearing any Christmas music on this show. Won't be any elevated Christmas music on this show. We're going to be cooking and smoking, man. You're joking.
Yeah, man. Shout out to the Babs, man. Y'all go get it, man.
Let's get it, man.
Shout out to the Cowboys, too.
Rodney, we had another special guest in the house, New England Patriots fan, Tom Brady's best friend, Chris Fisher.
Throwing the deuces to Tom Brady. Again, guys, we thank everyone for tuning in today. It's been a great show. Make way for the Icebreaker Radio Show coming up right now. You're listening to RF Sports Radio on deepinmedia.net.
This is Media Networks.
Deep In Media.